San Francisco, 1947. I had taken a joyless job as a swing shift waitress in a day and night restaurant. Smoking grass eased the strain of day-to-day life. Positive dreaming was introduced on long, slow drags of the narcotic. I was going to do all right in the world. My Prince Charming was going to appear out of the blue and offer me a cornucopia of goodies. R.L. Poole was to prove my dreams at least partially prophetic.
You Rita Johnson? The, dancer?
Yes, I'm a dancer. Why?
I'm looking for a dancer to work with me.
Come in.
We sat at the dining room table. He looked me over, one feature at a time. Legs, long. Hips, spare. Breasts, nearly non-existent.
I've studied since I was 14.
I'm Poole, from Chicago. I do rhythm tap and I want a girl partner. She doesn't have to do much but flash dance. Are you Agva? I met a woman at a record shop you buy your jazz records at. She told me about you. Said all you talked about was dancing. She gave me your address. Some cats from the local straightened me out with the contracts for a few gigs. Scale is 2250, but I'll do a few underscale to get some ends together.
I hadn't the slightest notion what he was talking about. Scale, gigs, local, ends.
Coffee?
What'd you study?
Ballet. Modern ballet and theory of dance.
Oh. Any tap dancing?
No.
Jazz?
No.
Acrobatics?
I was losing him.
Well, I used to win every jitterbug contest. I can do the Texas hop, the off time, the boogie-woogie, the camel walk. Oh, and I can do the splits.
I stood up and began to slide down to the floor. As I descended, I lifted my arms in the graceful ballet position, number one.
Oh, oops, that's my skirt. Doesn't matter.
I hadn't practiced the splits in months. My pelvic bones resisted with force.
Oh, you sure you're all right?
Yes, yes, I can do it.
My left foot got caught between the legs of Mother's heavy oak table, and my right foot was trapped in the gas pipe that ran along the back wall.
You need some help?
No, I'm fine. I'll be loose in a second.
I must have been in excellent shape. The gas pipe came clean away from the wall.
God damn! Where the gas at, Rita?
By the wall! There!
I still had to extricate my other leg from the avaricious table. There was no doubt that Poole had just witnessed his strangest audition. I tried for more tears, to irritate him, and to force him to leave.
Well, anyway, you've got nice legs, and you got the job, if you want it.
I practiced and practiced until my ankles ached and my feet throbbed.
Flash! Slide through the opening riff, then stash, then break, cross, step, Chicago. Fall, fall, break, cross, over, apple, break.
Our routine was honed to a fine point. Our flashes and stashes and hand movements coordinated in machine-like precision.
And now, breaking in their new act from way down Chicago way, Poole and Rita.
Poole glided onto the stage. I didn't move. I was frozen in the spotlight.
Come on, Rita, break. Break.
A stake had been driven down through my head and body, rooting me forever to the spot.
Break, goddammit, break!
I broke. I was tapping, flashing, stashing up and down the floor. I threw in a little huckle buckle, Susie Q, Charleston, boogie woogie. Our routine had completely disappeared, but I was the world's dancing fool. The audience loved it. I loved it. And Poole kinda loved it. I was a hungry person invited to a welcome table for the first time in my life. I was in show business. The only way was up. Mother and my brother Bailey came and said they were so proud of me. I was proud of myself. Then Cotton Candy Adams came to town.
Oh, Rita, she, Candy, I mean, she was my old lady. She left me. We used to dance together. She said if, when she left me, if she ever changed her mind.
Okay, Poole. She came. Are y'all getting back together?
Where do you meet her? I think you'll like her.
Cotton Candy was the picture of every daddy's little girl.
Hey, Rita. Poole and I are really looking forward to getting started again on our old act.
Her teeth were rotten, and her lips refused to mold her words. Cotton Candy was a user, and Poole knew it.
Well, good luck to you both. Break a leg, or two.
My career was over before it had begun. Curly, Mama, the Army, show business. All the doors I had knocked on had been slammed shut. I had to find a job, get my grits together, and take care of my son. A friend of Mother's, who had a restaurant in Stockton, California, needed a fry cook. I refused to cry all the way in the back seat of a Greyhound bus.
Excuse me. I wanted a word with the chef.
L.D. Tolbrook was my father's age, my father's color, and was as conservative as a black Episcopalian preacher.
I'm the swing shift cook, but I'm off now.
One night, he was with a party who came to the restaurant for a midnight breakfast.
Well, I understand that, but my party is especially hungry. And we take anything you can give us?
He peeled a $10 bill off a money roll. I needed the money.
Thank you. We all thank you.
He came the next night and asked for me by name.
Rita, if you're not busy, I'd like to invite you for a ride.
This time, I noticed the big diamond ring and his manicured nails. Here was the real thing. An established gambler who had southern manners and city class.
Married? Law or common law?
Nope, neither.
I must have got my lucky break. I have to take care of some business and I want you to come with me. I have to see a lady friend named Clara.
When we arrived at Clara's, the heavy odor of disinfectant in the house was as telltale as a red light over the door. Clara had a smile sourer than a rotten lemon, but her makeup and jewelry gave her a touch of glamour. Lou had some business to talk over with her, and I sat in the front room and waited. And then...
Yeah. Clara, you'll still ace high in my book. Well, we better get a move on.
Oh, Lou, let's sit down for a while so me and Rita can get acquainted.
Next time, maybe. Rita's worked hard all night and needs a rest.
Thank you, Clara. I had a very nice time, and I'm sure I'll see you again.
On the return journey, we were as quiet as the black trees outside. He dropped me to my door, and I wanted him to hold me in his arms, but he made no attempt to even kiss me goodnight.
It's lonely, all this driving for me, and you coming when you so tired shows me you care.
I enjoyed it. Well, good night.
Good night, Rita.
We went for chicken suppers and picnics in the park with my son.
Now, don't say anything. Just use it for yourself and the child.
He folded a bill into my hand.
Oh, I couldn't take that much.
You dress too old. You ought to dress your age. Buy some low shoes and anklets, some blouses and pretty colored skirts. Put a bow ribbon in your hair. I want you to be my Bobby Sox baby.
For the next 3 weeks, I rode the California highways with LD and met Dimples in Fresno and Helen in Merced and Jackie and Lil in Mendota. He was either selling the whore's dope or running a lottery. On my next day off, he took me to the city. Skid Row's broken glass might have been rose petals. We went into a dark building. I followed him into a dismal-looking room.
You know I'm much older than you.
So don't be expecting the same things you get from your young bulls. Come here, baby.
I spent the next month metamorphosizing from Miss Insecure to Bobby Sock's baby. One Sunday, when I'd had some dope, I got the uncontrollable giggles.
You been smoking, Gage?
Yes.
It's that junk that's breaking up my marriage.
He told me he was going to leave his wife very soon, and we could be together forever, but...
I'd hate to lose you too, Rita. Just when I found you.
I had used the pot when I was alone and lonely. Now I had a man who loved me and was going to make me his wife.
When you take me home, LD, I'll throw the rest in the toilet.
You're my Bobby Sox baby.
Every night after work, I expected LD to be waiting in his car for me, but he didn't show. Until one night.
LD.
Get in, Rita.
He was unshaved and looked exhausted.
Baby, Daddy didn't mean to worry you. Things have been going pretty badly for me. Very badly. I've been gambling for 3 days and lost everything.
You got me, LD.
I lost over $5,000.
I nearly screamed. There wasn't that much money anywhere except in banks.
I was trying to win enough to divorce the old hag, and you and I could be together forever.
I knew it. He did want to marry me.
But now I have to go away. I owe the big boys over $2,000, and they don't play.
My God. The mob?
Where would you go?
Somewhere. Anywhere. I've got to do something. This is the time I need a good woman.
But I'm a woman, LD.
You're a little girl. I mean a woman who can make me some money and in a hurry. A friend of mine, his wife went down to a house in Santa Barbara and made $500 in the first week. But I don't know if I could let anybody I know do that kind of business. My woman... giving that much of herself just for me?
If a woman loves a man, there is nothing too precious for her to sacrifice.
I had to make him know I was as capable as any woman of doing him a favor.
I know what you're talking about, and prostitution is like beauty. It is in the eye of the beholder. Some women who sleep with men for money have great integrity because they are doing it for a purpose.
You really think that, baby?
Yes. And I do it to help you.
You sweet child. I heard of women like you, but I never thought I'd have one to call my own. You remember Clara? I think she took to you. Now, Clara runs a straight house. No freak parties, you understand?
Yes, Lou. I understand.
When this is all over, I want us to get married. I want you to keep on being my Bobby Sox baby.